Can you talk a little bit about your algorithm outside of a protocol setting for the sequence of treatments that you use, both in platinum-resistant and platinum-sensitive disease?
Okay, well, first of all, the definitions that I think should be used in clinical practice for dividing patients into so-called chemosensitive and chemoresistant patients is that any patient who responded to the previous therapy, whether it be frontline or whatever, any patient who responded to the previous treatment and went at least 6 months before they progressed should be labeled as chemosensitive, and they should be treated with a regimen that is the same or similar to what they got initially because their chances of responding are quite good. Any patient who does not meet those criteria should be labeled as chemo-resistant and treated with alternative drugs. Now, for practical purposes, what we're talking about is platinum resistance or platinum sensitivity because initially everybody's going to get a platinum-based regimen of some sort. So if we look first at chemosensitive disease, patients who had initial Taxol carboplatin and then relapsed more than 6 months out are going to do better with repeat therapy with a platinum-based regimen than with anything else. We now have two randomized trials that have been completed and reported showing that doublets are better than single-agent platinum. The first was a British study, ICON 4, which for practical purposes was Taxol carboplatin versus carboplatin alone, and showed both a progression-free and overall survival advantage for patients who got Taxol carboplatin. And the second study was a German study looking at gemcitabine carboplatin versus carboplatin alone that showed an improved progression-free survival with a doublet compared to single agent. Now, one problem I think that people run into is when they look at those two studies, they try to cross-compare the studies. And the results with Taxol carboplatin look better than the results with the gemcitabine carboplatin, but there are some distinct differences in the patient populations in the two studies. In the British study, 75% of the patients had a greater than 1 year treatment-free interval, whereas in the German study, only 60% had a treatment-free interval of greater than 1 year. The rest were in the 6 to 12-month group. The German patient population is what we see here in the U.S. The British population is a much more favorable population. So even though the results appear better in the British study, I think that those two doublets are probably equivalent. The other factor to keep in mind is that a lot of people say, well, you didn't see a survival advantage with gemcitabine carboplatin, but you did with Taxol carboplatin. But that brings up another difference in those two studies. In the British study, very few patients got any further therapy after they progressed. So it was really a pure comparison of Taxol carbo versus carbo for survival purposes. Whereas in the German study, just like what happens here in the U.S., 80% of the patients got extensive additional treatment, which tends to blur any survival differences that you might see. And in fact, the FDA was convinced enough by the progression-free survival difference that they approved gemcitabine carboplatin specifically for use in platinum-sensitive recurrent disease, and that's the only combination approved in platinum-sensitive recurrent disease right now. But you can actually use either doublet. A third doublet is under study in Europe in what's called the Calypso trial, probably be reported at ASCO next year. We don't know what the results are yet, but that trial compared Doxil carboplatin to Taxol carboplatin in an equivalency design or non-inferiority design. So we may be adding a third doublet if that shows non-inferiority between the two.